Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Honda is rolling out its plans today for what could be the largest investment to date in Canadian electric vehicle production. It's a multi-billion dollar project that will involve investment, of course, from both Ottawa and the Ontario government. Janice McGregor has more.
Not only is Honda revealing a major expansion of its assembly plant in Alliston, but it's also going to manufacture its electric vehicle batteries in Canada and invest in the components for those batteries. And that's why when it all adds up and the bottom line's revealed, we're expecting this to be the biggest play yet in Canada. This Honda investment will create jobs in multiple locations. We know they're all in Ontario. And it took incentives from both the federal and provincial governments to land it. And that's the second big number we've yet to nail down. The sweetener for Honda this time is taking the form of specially designed tax credits. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said yesterday, if we're shelling out big for Honda, there'd better be strings attached.
Public dollars should be tied to jobs and investments that benefit Canadians.
Federal Conservatives, too, have amplified this kind of skepticism about these deals, a departure from their provincial cousins at Queen's Park, where Doug Ford's government is all in. Janice McGregor, CBC News, Ottawa.
Even as his criminal hush money trial continues in New York, another Donald Trump case is being heard today in Washington, this one at the Supreme Court. It's linked to the charges Trump is facing over his involvement in the riots of January 6th. Trump is claiming that, as a former president, he should be immune to prosecution. Richard Madden has more.
Trump is the only former president to ever be charged with a crime, but he's long argued all presidents must be shielded from prosecution. Special Counsel Jack Smith has argued no one is above the law, including the president, and federal lawyers will try to persuade the judges, three who were appointed by Trump himself, that Trump wasn't acting as president when he tried to overturn Joe Biden's victory on January 6th. So this all sets up another unprecedented moment for the high court. Here is University of Pennsylvania law professor Kate Shaw.
The fact that they took the case, to my mind, sends a signal that they are at least considering seriously this argument. And so there is at least a chance that some number of justices might sign on to this, I think, quite extraordinary argument that Trump is making.
So another big factor is the timing of this ruling. The longer the court takes could affect the start date of the trial and whether it would happen before or after November's election. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
Meanwhile, several Trump allies are facing charges in Arizona, among them former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. They're both accused of attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in that state. The indictment also accuses a number of Arizona Republicans of signing a congressional document that falsely declared that Trump won Arizona in 2020. Emergency crews are battling a significant wildfire in the BC interior that has closed a highway and prompted a tactical evacuation. The BC Wildfire Service says the out-of-control blaze is burning in the Peace River Regional District and the District of Chetwynd. It's one of 160 wildfires currently burning in BC and Alberta, signifying an early and alarming start to this year's wildfire season. Because it's Canada, a Tim Hortons musical is coming to Toronto this summer.
Yeah! You've always got time for Timbits.
To mark its 60th anniversary, the donut chain is bankrolling the musical, which is called The Last Timbit. It's based on a snowstorm in 2010 that forced drivers near Sarnia, Ontario, to take shelter in a local Tim Hortons. The show is expected to be a high-end, big-budget production at a time when many arts organizations are struggling. Tim Hortons says it wants to do something with a heart to reflect its relationship with its customers. And that is The World This Hour. You can listen to us live on your mobile device using the CBC Listen app or anytime on voice-activated devices like Amazon Echo or Google Home. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.